Welcome everybody to our Mothering Sunday service. It's lovely to have you here. My name's Andy and I'm the minister here. And welcome if you're visiting, if you're with family, if you're back from studies or whatever your situation is this morning. It's lovely to be together and to celebrate together. We're going to be thinking about belonging. We're also going to be thinking about how unique and special we are this morning. And if you've not had a chance yet to put your fingerprints up on the wall and you'd like to, then you can do that during any of the songs that we sing this morning. So feel free to come on up. Later on we're going to be having a little game as well, which involves having a set of these cards. And if you've not got a set of these cards, why not stick up a hand now if you'd like to be involved in our game and you haven't got a set of cards? Let me say a prayer as we start. Dear God, thank you so much that the sun is shining. Thank you that we're together. Thank you that today we can celebrate some special people who are in our families. And we pray that you would be here and that we would meet with you this morning. And so we pray, Lord, that that you would lead us into knowing you better as we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you take a seat?
Well, we are all unique. So that's you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. We all look different. In fact, there's so much uniqueness in God's creation. Have you got your little? So let's have a look. Look at that, isn't it? Oh, the big ears. I want one. I don't necessarily want one of those. I'm not really sure. I just looked up interesting animals on Google Images, and this is what we came out with. See, I like that. Can you imagine having your hair all done like that? Quite cool. Seen some models sticking a bit like that, with a big glass eyes. Yeah, that's not so beautiful. That's a monkey. Do you see the mouth in there? Oh, yeah, very unique and individual. there we go, we'll leave me up now. We are all different and unique. The care that goes into each one of us is incredible. Did you know that it says in the Bible that God knows how many hairs are on your head?
Oi.
That is just your paranoia. I wasn't even going to mention that. You drew attention to it, Andy, not me. And do you know that God knows how many hairs are on your head? You know, even when you lose one, he knows it's gone. And then when another one grows, he knows it's come. That's quite amazing, isn't it? And how many cells are in your body, and how many thoughts you have, and what they are, even the deepest thoughts that you want to remain hidden, he knows. And there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful psalm that talks about it. But we're so unique, and we're going to look at that in a minute, but we're so uniquely made. Did you know some interesting facts? The small intestine in the human body is about 2 inches like in circumference, so about that wide. But it's 22 feet long. Now, I was trying to work out 22 feet. So I'm about 5'5", which is almost 5.5 foot, but not quite. So it's almost 4 times me tall, which is quite impressive, really. If you try and imagine 4 Katies on top of one another, that's quite long. And that's your small intestine in your body, inside your body, is that long. So another interesting fact, the human body makes anywhere from 1 to 3 pints of saliva every 24 hours. So every day you make between 1 and 3 pints of saliva. Nice. And this is a really useful one. So the width of your arm span is stretched out is the length of your whole body. So actually the whole thing of being as wide as you are high is quite true. You are as wide as you are high, if you stand like this. Interesting facts. How amazing is that? How unique are we? And another thing is our fingerprints. I know lots of you have put your fingerprints on there today. Did you know that each finger, in fact, on your body has an individual print? Now, if you think about that, there's 7 billion, roughly, 7 billion people in the world today. And each of us have 10 fingers, so that's 70 billion different fingerprints. That's quite amazing, isn't it? And that's only at this moment in time. All the people that have gone before, and all the people that will come after us, will also have their own 10 individual fingerprints. That's quite amazing, isn't it? Each one of them uniquely crafted by the Creator God. Does that make you feel special and unique? Makes me feel really special, unique. And in Psalm 139, if we could have the beginning of it up, it talks about how unique and special we are and how much God knows that. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive, so you know my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out when we're going out and my lying down. You know when we're active. God knows when we're active and God knows when we're sleeping. You are familiar with all my ways. Do you know when you certain people have certain ways of behaving? They have like different actions that you know. That's so that person, you can recognize it in them. God knows all of them. Before a word is on my tongue, before we speak, God knows. You know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, I love this bit, you hem me in behind and before, you have laid your hand upon me. And God knows that because he's with us the whole time. I love that idea of being hemmed in by God, looking after us. Next slide, Andy. And I've skipped a bit of this one, this is slightly further in. It says, for you created my inmost being, so my personality, who I am. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So when we're being made, God does it. He like sews all the bits together of who we are. And so therefore we should praise God because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. What other ways? We've talked about fingerprints. We've talked about the different things in the body. What other ways? I wonder if some of the people in the congregation can help me out. What other ways do you think we're unique? How do you recognise that that's Rebecca and that's Luke? You have different names, yeah. Some people have the same name as well. There's quite a few Katies. In fact, there was like four in my year at school. So, but yeah, you have different names. That's a really good answer. Any other answers? Lauren? Skin's different, yeah. We have different coloured skin, different types of skin, yeah. I always have rosy cheeks. So, Megan? Yes, different hair. That is very right. And we can change our hair. So sometimes one day you might have one style of hair and then the next you might have another. So that will make us different every day. Luke?
Different voices.
Different voice. Yeah, that's really true. Although some people do sound a bit like their parents. Hands up here if you have an issue. If you're a mum or a dad and your child phones up or your child answers the phone and other people think. Like, my mum does that all the time. My mum and I sound exactly the same. So yeah, I get the hello, Lynn. Yeah, do you? Roger, with your two daughters.
No, my dad.
With you. I was going to say, with your dad and you.
Yeah.
Do you know, as human beings, there's one thing that we've missed and we haven't talked about. As human beings, if you break down the body into all its chemical elements, there's lots and lots of them, like keratin in your hair and iron, and I'm echoing slightly, I don't know what that is. If you break it all down, actually the substance of us is worth about £30 if you sold it on the open market. Did you know that? There's a lot of water, and water's quite cheap. So, but the one thing that separates us is the personality, isn't it? Each of us, in our life experiences, in our personality, in our likes, in our dislikes, in who we're friends with and who our family are, those are the things that make up a human being. And that's what the psalm is talking about. That's how God makes us unique. We're made of the same things, but who we are, that thing that God gives us, is what makes us unique. Augustine, who was a forefather of the faith, he was a leader in the church. Do you want to put the quote up? Oh, there we go. He's a leader of the faith. He said this, God loves us as if there is only one of us. There is only one of us, but God's love for us and the way he creates us and cares for us so much as unique individuals is so intense. It could be like we're the only person on earth. And yet, he loves each person on earth like that. That's the God we worship. The God who creates each one of us with intimate care. And the great thing about that is we can come together to do that. And Andy's going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But I want you to take this away. And I'm going to read a poem. And I want you to close your eyes and I want you to listen to this poem. It's written by a woman called Rachel Gardner, who's a youth worker. Close your eyes and listen to this poem. Just think, you are not here by chance. There is no one else quite like you. There never has been. There never will be. You are one of a kind. Compare yourself to no one else. You only need to be exactly who you are. You are here at this time in history to fulfill your purpose in this generation. I'm going to read it again. Just think, you're not here by chance. There is no one else quite like you. There never has been, there never will be. You are one of a kind. So compare yourself to no one else. You are here at this time in history to fulfill your purpose in this generation. But even though we're all here individually, and God loves us individually, we're all part of his family.
Can anyone tell me what this is? It's a Russian doll. And can anyone tell me what you think might be inside this Russian doll? Rebecca. A smaller Russian doll. Now, do you think that the smaller Russian doll inside this Russian doll is going to be the same or different? Smaller? Smaller and the same, I'm hearing. Okay. Does someone like to... Different. Different or same? Let's see. Someone like to come and help me? Yep. Brilliant. Thank you. Does it remind you of anything?
Russian dolls?
Yeah? It's a bit like a family, isn't it? Yeah. They're all very similar, but they're all different sizes. A bit like a family. Sometimes. Well, they are identical as far as the painter has been able to do. They tried to make them absolutely identical, but just different sizes. But they share the family likeness, don't they? And we're going to talk about this for a little bit. Because they were unique, and Katie showed us how we are unique, brilliantly made. God has made us different, but each of us is special. And there was that little bit in the passage that said God knit us together. And when he knit us together, he had a different pattern for each one of us, a different knitting pattern for each person. Imagine God's library. Perhaps he's sitting up in his mansion, he's got this big library of all the knitting patterns he's used to put us together. And perhaps he pulls one of them out and has a look at it occasionally and thinks, oh, Katie, now that was good. I wonder if she realises how good and how special she was and puts her back inside. And then pulls another one out and it's Rebecca. And another one and it's Megan. And another one and it's Helen. And each time he puts them back in and says, well, I wonder if they knew how special they are and I wonder how they're getting on. And he looks down and he sees how they're getting on. All of us different. Anyway, that's how we started. We started out great, a fantastic pattern. And we're all different and unique and special to God, just as we are to our mums and just as we are to our dads. And Katie showed us that. And that's amazing, isn't it? That we're all special and unique. But there's even something more special than that, something more amazing. Even though we are so different, in Jesus, we're one family. And we share so much in common. And we're going to play a little family game at the moment. And that's why I gave out these cards. Because in this game, you need to match a celebrity with a member of their family. Someone famous with someone that they're related to. And they're going to be up here on the screen. So the first... and each of the three choices will have a colour attached to it. And when I say go, you need to decide which one you think is the family likeness. And hold up your card. And we can see which cards are being held up nice and high. So, can you guess from the family likeness who belongs to who? Okay, so that's the first character. There's that one. And there's that one. And there's that one. Which one do you think bears the family likeness? Stick up your card. We've got some greens and we've got some blue. Oh, greens, mainly greens. Well, that's right. I made the first one slightly easy by choosing one with sunglasses on. But and the short haircut. But that's Brooklyn there. Brooklyn Beckham with David Beckham, his famous dad. And green is the answer. Well done if you put up green. Let's have another look. It's not always going to be easy, I tell you. Now, oh, there's the answer. There we go. They're probably at a, is it a football match or is it a basketball match? The Lakers. Okay, cool. Now, does anyone know who this is? Hollywood actress, films. Her name is Zooey Deschanel. And she's got a famous sister who is also on TV. And I wonder if you can tell which of the three celebrities coming up is her famous sister. There's her, and there's her. Have a look, have a guess, and we'll see which one it is. So we've got some blues and we've got some pinks. And it is, it was pink. And that's Emily Deschanel, and she stars in a TV show called Bones, which is in series 6 or something. So she's been on TV for about 6 or 7 years. So there they are. Okay, who is this? Lily Allen, okay. Now, which of these famous dads is her dad? Let's have a look. We think it might be green. They've all got similar kind of beards going on, haven't they? But only one of them is Keith Allen. And there we go. Okay, and here's a rather attractive dad. Good looking chap. Who's his son? Is that him? Is that him? Or is that him? It's blue. There they are. On holiday. Fantastic. Well played, everybody. It's not always easy, but it's interesting because there's always some kind of family likeness going on in a family. And I thought we might have another go to try to see if that is true by picking on at random a family who's here today. How about the McCallums? Do you want to come on up? You want to come on up, all four of you? It'd be great. So if you could turn around and face the crowd. Now, I wonder if any of you can spot any family likenesses, but maybe we could do this by pairing a parent with a child. So which parents and which child do you think should go together? Have they made it easy for you? Oh.
Sorry, Luke.
What about if you switch them over? Yeah. Luke and Rebecca, switch over. So, does Rebecca look like a dad at all? Can you see anything?
No.
What about Luke with his mum? Yeah. Well, there we go. Sometimes you can see likenesses and sometimes you can't. Thank you very much. Do you take a seat? Now, what, if anything, does this prove, I wonder? Well, in families, you can see that though we are completely unique, we've been made completely differently, we've got different DNA, different fingerprints, we can see that we bear family likenesses. And that's always a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we love to look like our parents or our sisters or our long-lost cousins sometimes, don't we? Well, and that you're thinking, well, Andy, that's a bit obvious. We know that we look like our family. That's the whole point, really, isn't it? We've got their genes. Well, I want to tell you what's even more amazing than us looking a little bit like our family. Let's look at these words from the Bible. They're from the New Testament. There we go. And it says, God has made everything. And we saw that in the psalm. He's made all the creatures, all people. God has made everything, and he's bringing his many sons and daughters to share in his glory. To do so, he has made the one who saved them perfect because of his sufferings. And that's talking about Jesus and his sufferings. And we're going to look at that at our next All Age service at Easter. The one who makes people holy and the people he makes holy belong to the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. And that's from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And there are some complicated words in there, aren't there? Like words like glory and words like holy. And we'll come on to them in a minute. But there's some really easy words in there. So let's start with those first. It says God has sons and daughters. It says Jesus has brothers and sisters. And it says all people who Jesus is working in the lives of belong to the same family. Well, it's Mothering Sunday today, and it's a special day to think about families who love us and who care for us, and people that we need to say thank you to for looking after us. And it's fun to think about how our mums and dads might look similar to us and different, and how we're like our dads and our brothers and mums. And this part of the Bible is telling us how we're like our Heavenly Father and how we're like our Saviour Jesus, and who died for us, and how we're in some way becoming a little bit like our brothers and sisters in the church family. Because if you're a Christian, you don't just have a little family that you live with or that you go and visit at Christmas. It's saying that you also have another family, and it's your Christian family. You're one of a kind, but you're a little bit like every other Christian. Let's look at that word, holy. Oh, that's all three of them highlighted there. Let's look at that word, holy. And here it is in this sentence. It says, the one who makes people holy and the people he makes holy belong to the same family. If you're holy, it means that you're a little bit different from other people, and you're a little bit more like God. It says there that there's someone who makes people holy. And that same person is the person in the previous sentence who suffered. And it's the same person in the next sentence who's not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. It's Jesus who makes us holy. And that's why Jesus calls us brothers and sisters, because we're starting to look more like him. That's what he's doing in us. He's starting to make us look more like him. He's the one who makes people holy. He's changing us on the inside so that on the outside we'll be different. And we'll, by our actions and by what we do, we'll start to look more like Jesus. Just like when you look carefully at two people who are in the same family, sometimes you can see things that are the same or some things that are a little bit different. And as you look at a Christian, at what they do and what they say and how they behave and how they use their time and how they use their money and how they treat their parents and how hard they work, in all these ways you can see that they belong to Jesus' family. Well, I want to leave you with this thought. How are you looking more like Jesus today than you did this time last year at Mothering Sunday? Are you looking more like Jesus today than you did then? I wonder if you can answer that question. I wonder if you find it difficult. Are you spending enough time with Jesus to let him make you more holy? Here's another question. How are you looking more like your Christian brothers and sisters than you did at this time last year? You're unique, but yet you should look more like your Christian family as time goes on, as Jesus is working in you. Or do you find that question a little bit hard to answer as well? I wonder if you're spending enough time with your Christian family so that you might look a little bit like them. Well, there's one final thing in this passage I want to show you, and it's that other difficult word. It's that word glory right at the top. He is bringing his many sons and daughters to share in his glory. And it means two things. God is full of glory. He's wonderful. He's perfect. And we're his sons and daughters. And as we live more as his sons and daughters, we'll look more like him, which is awesome. We'll be becoming more wonderful and more perfect, just as he is wonderful and perfect. But also, glory is a place. It's the place where God is. Perhaps where he's pulling out those knitting patterns and looking at us and putting them back in and thinking, I did a good job with that one. Well, it's a place as well. And here's a promise for all of God's family. He's bringing his many sons and daughters to glory, to share in his wonderful place. We'll be with him in his wonderful place if we're his children. So I really hope that you enjoy being part of God's family. I hope that you really want to be part of God's family. And there's a wonderful, wonderful promise for us there in that verse. And of course, all of this is made possible because of what Jesus did for us at Easter. So I hope that you'll be with us at Easter and see why Easter is even better than Christmas. Now, he makes us like him more and more each day. Sometimes that's through the difficult things in life, as well as the good things in life. Because, of course, Jesus went through difficult things himself. But it's a great thing to be part of his family.
Hi. Good morning. Got all my bits and pieces together. Right. Who here has or will be giving someone flowers today? Yeah, there's a few going on there, and maybe receiving flowers. I was up at Asda yesterday, and there were banks of flowers, and people were buying flowers as if they were food, and they were going to starve to death today. I mean, it was amazing, the flowers that were being bought. So, why do we give flowers? Not just now, but what occasions do we give flowers? Yeah. Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays, that's right. What other times? To say thank you, yes. Adults, gentlemen, have you ever given your wife flowers? Valentine's, that's given. To say sorry, yeah. Sometimes to say sorry, yeah. Anniversaries, that's right.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye, yeah. Yeah, when someone dies in memory, lots and lots of occasions sometimes to say I love you, sorry. Sometimes. You're my friend. Sometimes I go and visit someone, I'll just take some flowers along because I think, well, it's a nice thing to do. Sometimes when we say please, if people want something, they might take a bunch of flowers and think, hi, I wonder if you could just do so-and-so. So we use flowers and all the time. Sometimes I will see some beautiful plant or flowers and think, oh, I want to buy that for someone. Who can I give that to? Who would really like that? So sometimes it's just because I want to do it. Sometimes we give flowers at all different occasions. I was thinking that it's a little bit like prayers. We sometimes speak to God in prayers when we want to say sorry, or please, or thank you, or I just want to spend time with you, you're my friend. And prayers are rather beautiful. We can't give God bunches of flowers or such, but we can give him prayers. And I don't know about you, when I receive flowers, it makes me feel good. Who feels good when they receive flowers? Yeah, they're lovely. It's a thing of beauty. And I think our prayers are a thing of beauty for God. I picked these little snowdrops in my garden today. Do you like snowdrops? You can come and have a look at them. There's two types there. Unlike people, you get about 80 different varieties of snowdrops, and they're all pretty similar. Can you see just inside there's some green bits on those inner petals? Apparently about the 80 different varieties, that pattern is different on all 80 varieties. But within the variety, they're all the same. And this one is a much larger one. That had a stalk about that big. And they are beautiful, aren't they? Can you see how delicate they are? Thank you. Do you want to sit down? And God sees our prayers and the delicate detail and all that we want to say. Just as an individual tiny flower like that. But I was on holiday the other week, and we went to a National Trust place, and there was a whole field of snowdrops. And they were magnificent, the beauty of a whole field of snowdrops. Individually, they're perfect, but together. And I think it must be a bit like that for God, when he hears individual prayers. But when he sees his people, his church praying, he must think, wow, and that will be a wonderful thing for him. So there's all sorts of reasons to pray, and we're going to be praying together today, and remember that our prayers are a special gift to God. And giving flowers is not just a one-way process, is it? We do it because we're in a relationship with someone, because we love them and care for them. They do things for us, and that's like our prayers to God, that it's not just one way. We don't pray, you know, it's about prayers, but God helps us, he's with us, and he's our friend the whole time. Now, children, I'm going to need your help with these prayers. I need 5 volunteers, so fortunately I've got 5 children, so no opting out, I'm afraid. So would you like to come up at the front? I need one person who's good at holding things high in the air. Who would like to do that one? Just one person? Would you like to do that? Would you like to come over here? The others of you, I want you to hold one of those each. Just one each, okay? Now I'm going to read a prayer. And at the end of each prayer, we're going to say together, we give you our prayers. And first Isabella, as you're at the end, when we say that, can you take those flowers and put them on the altar? Just a symbol of our prayers to God. It's like giving flowers to God. And then at the end, we're going to say amen. And amen means we all agree. So at that, we will be producing a whole field of flowers for God. Okay? Dear Lord, we're sorry when we do things that make you sad, when we are mean and spiteful, when we lose our tempers, when we're not as honest as we could be, and we let ourselves and you down. We're sorry when we don't put you firmly in our lives and let you guide our actions. We give you our prayers. Thank you for all the things you give us, our mums and our families and our homes. Help us not to take any of these things for granted and to value them. We give you our prayers. We pray for all the children who've lost their parents recently, and for all the parents who've lost their children, especially in the recent earthquakes and in the fighting in Afghanistan. We ask you to comfort them. We pray for all those who are unwell. Please draw near to them to comfort and to heal. We give you our prayers. Thank you that you love us so much. You sent your son Jesus to save us because you love us. Help us to love you just a fraction as much as you love us. When we're busy this week and we see a flower in a garden, please help to remind us of you and help us just to pray a small prayer, thanking you that you are our loving Heavenly Father. We give you our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, children. That was brilliant. Really helpful. Now I think it's the time to actually share the flowers we have. And we're going to share them amongst our church family to show that we care and we're friends and we love each other. So how are we going to do that?
Great. Next month. We have our Easter service on the 4th of April, and do come along. We'll be thinking about how it is that Jesus makes us part of the family and what he did for us that's so special. And we will be wondering how Easter is even better than Christmas, because it is, and we're going to see why it is. So do come along. Come along, bring your friends, bring your family. We'll have a lovely time of celebration on Easter Day. Got no more notices. Got nothing else to say, so why don't I pray, and then we'll go and have tea and coffee together. Dear God, thank you that you're such a wonderful God, that you made us perfectly according to your perfect plan. And Lord, we look at our lives now and we see that they're not perfect anymore, and you made a plan to bring us back into your family because we've wandered so far away in Jesus. And Lord, we thank you so much that we can be part of your new family. We thank you that you make us holy by Jesus living in us. We thank you that you will bring us to your glory and you'll make us wonderful as you are. Please help us to grow more like Jesus each day. Please help us to grow more like each other in all the good ways that we reflect Jesus in our lives. And we thank you that you're constantly with us. And so we give you praise for who you are at the end of our time this morning. Thank you. Amen. Hope you have a lovely week and see you very soon.